Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it is time for another week of N4G Radio. And with us this week, we have the Wombat, Ryan Wombode.
Well, hello there.
Hello there. Also with us, we have the Frustrated Fury.
Yeah, say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also with us, we have John Dubia.
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 And finally, we have Futon.
Hadouken.
Hadouken.
I think it's Hello Ken, isn't it?
Oh, Hello Ken.
Hello Ken. How you duking?
Hello. I duking fine. Oh, no Gambus this week, unfortunately. He is celebrating his 1 year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations, Gambus.
Indeed, sir.
Yay.
That's crazy though. God, I can't believe it's been that long. Damn. Anyway. With that said, I will let the Frustrated Fury have the honors of going first.
Awesome. Well.
For interruption.
Let's see here. That's actually. What have I played? I did a lot of PC gaming. I'm doing three games for review, one of which I really can't talk about. The other two I can talk about. One of them being. The fuck's the name of that game?
Wow,
that's
memorable. Memorable game.
Yeah, really. I bet the PR feels really good about that.
I'm sorry if anybody's listening. It's called the Unstoppable Gorg.
Oh, the Unstoppable Gorg Fest or what?
Yeah, Unstoppable Gorg is the name of it.
Unstoppable Gorg.
Now I don't know if this is under embargo or not. I'll just briefly mention it. It's basically a tower defense game set in 1950s. It came from outer space kind of feel. So it has these little cutscenes that are like the old war news bulletins and stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. And they got like, you know, like they got these little cheesy actors. Like there's a bunch of pinup girls and stuff like that. And you play as like this captain. And, you know, it's actually really, really cool. And it's a very unique take on tower defense, but yeah, I think I'm still kind of under embargo for as far as like talking about the game. So, but yeah, it's coming out on Steam next week or this week actually, and check out my review later on this week.
Sounds like the sort of game I might like.
you would probably like this actually. It's very nice. It's charming as hell. That's the great thing about it. The other game I played for review, and this one I can fully talk about, is a game called Grotesque Tactics 2, Dungeons and Donuts.
Wow.
This is one of those games. Yeah. This is one of those games, obviously, how you can tell from the title, is supposed to be a satire game, making fun of other games, and making fun of itself. The problem is that it doesn't – it tries too hard to be funny and ends up not being funny.
I saw you tweet about this.
This game is not good.
I saw you tweet about this.
it's not just that the humor is bad because the humor is bad, but
– It's not that the humor sucks. It does, but it's not –
But that's not the point.
It's a combination of shitty controls – very boring quests that you have to do, And then when you get to your objective, it says, oh, we can't open this door, so we're going to have to go on another quest to find a way to open this door. And then you get there and like, oh, we need to go on another quest to do this. It's a series of fetch quests.
So pretty much it's just like, let me open the fucking door.
Pretty much. The you know, they, I mean, and I even said this on Twitter the other day, because I ran into a character named Hope. And
I hope this quest is about to be fucking over.
Did you find Faith and Charity too?
No, but this character. I needed some patience for that.
A little patience. Jesus.
But basically, it was making fun of the Final Fantasy XIII character Hope. This guy hated heroes because a hero killed his mother, and I'm like, really? If you're going to make fun of Final Fantasy XIII, how about making your game better than Final Fantasy XIII first?
Snap.
So, I just, you know, it's a tactics game basically where you can walk around and explore. Then whenever you spot enemies, you go into a grid based kind of thing, and it's turn based. The problem is that there's no strategy whatsoever. If you can get behind an enemy, you're going to do double damage when you hit him in the back. You have like four attacks, and each party member has a specific attack. They're not very great. The problem is you control the main character while your party members follow behind you. So what ends up happening is you move ahead, and you run into an enemy. So you are the only – your main character is the only guy in the battle while all your other buddies who are controlled by the AI following you are way the fuck back there. So you got to waste two turns getting them to the fucking enemies.
Wow. That's shitty.
Yeah. The game's not difficult. I mean, I've never died. I've put probably 4 hours into the game. And it's, you know, it's not difficult at all. It's very simplistic. And it's just not, you know, there's no depth to it at all. I also found out that it was – I had to do a little bit of research on this one because I ran into a bunch of dialogue choices that said translation not available. So I looked it up. It's actually originally in German, and they didn't finish the game apparently, and so some of the dialogue choices are not available.
Wait, is this the release? This is what it's going to be like?
This game has been out since November of 2011.
No, it hasn't. Not like that, it hasn't been out. It's been limping. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's just bad. I don't know what I'm going to give it. I don't, man, that is just...
How do you rate a game, you know, as a full retail review game that isn't finished? That simply, you have dialogue choices that you could choose, but you have no idea what they are because even if you spoke German, that option isn't even there.
No, it's just translation not available.
That is fucking stupid.
So, truth be told, the combat does work. You know, there's not much depth to it. I think somebody who's wanting to get into like an entry-level tactics game might enjoy it. I mean, as far as the game goes, game works. It's just you're going to have a really – like I sat down yesterday and said, okay, I want to put another maybe 2 hours into it, you know, before I write my review. And I sat down for about 30 minutes and said, I can't fucking play this game. I mean, that's how I felt.
Dear game, I hate you so much.
It was just – nah, because it was like I was accepting quests, constantly accepting quests, but never finishing any of them. You know, so, and all the characters are fucking stupid. So, you got the main character who is like this, they keep calling him emo guy because he has an emo haircut. That's funny. And he's kind of a goofy idiot. Then you have your partner who is the token black guy who talks like a token black guy.
He's Barrett from Final Fantasy VII.
He's a lot like Barrett, but he has more of a smooth talk. He likes to hit on the ladies and stuff.
So, he's Billy Dee Williams.
Yes. Billy Dee Williams mixed with Barrett.
Colt 45.
That's right.
Smooth.
Then you have two female characters. Both of them act ditzy as hell. And all they think about is how strong the emo main character guy is.
Emotionally or physically?
Both.
Oh.
It's so strong.
That makes me a sad panda.
I can't do anything. Can you protect me?
Oh, Jesus.
You know, it's just
it's just like a stereotype bonanza.
It's completely stereotyped. There's a fucking quest that you have to do where you have to go get a bra for a person.
And what happens if you don't? She slaps herself in the face with her boobs.
I don't know. I didn't finish it.
Wow, did you write for this game?
No, I'd be offended if I did. Like, no, it would really just offend me if Das Puppenspiel Macher.
Was Funny Bot in the game?
What?
No.
I mean, I know my humor sucks, but come on, man. That's
Funny Bot.
I just, nah, I mean, but anyway, yeah, I'm talking enough about that game. I'll write my review tomorrow, or today, whenever you listen to this, and I don't know what I'm going to give it just yet, because as far as the game goes, it works. So I have to give some points for that. But as far as story and characters and depth, nothing there. Nothing. And the other game I play for review on PC is a game called Dust Force. Unfortunately, I am embargoed on that, so I cannot talk too much about it.
But your preview is live.
My preview is live. It's a unique little game. I like the art style. I like the music. The controls are a little spotty. I'll put it like that. But anyway, yeah, full reviews on all three of those games this week. And the only other game that I played was Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
So what do you think?
I think I'm having a very difficult time playing that game, because I think it's the exact same thing over and over again. And I think that I'm about burned out on that series. I hate to say it, because I think it's a very well-made game, and I think it's compelling in some parts. But to be honest with you, I don't care about Ezio. I want a game with Desmond. That's what I want.
You dislike Nolan North.
I do love Nolan North, but I find the character Desmond and what he is trying to accomplish and achieve and trying to discover is more important than Ezio Part 2.
Ezio Firenze Auditore.
And I really, really don't want to play Ezio Part 3. Now, I will give it and say that the whole recruiting assassins and then sending them off to do certain things is really cool, and I really like that. So just make me a game with that in it. I know that sounds bad. It kind of reminds me of the Peace Walker stuff, where you're doing missions with your guys.
Yeah, but I like how in Peace Walker you like collect them with balloons.
Yeah, you collect them with balloons.
That's the greatest thing ever.
I like how like I go into an area where there's a bunch of enemies and I knock them out and I put a balloon on them, and then all of a sudden they say, "Okay, I'll work for you."
Yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah. Sometimes they go to the brig, though.
And sometimes they go to the kitchen.
Yeah, I send them to the fucking kitchen.
And they make me pork rinds.
That's right. And tortilla chips plus
hell,
one.
Hell yeah. I need to get back into that game. That's a fun game.
I love that game. But anyway, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. You know, I mean, it's a great game. It's just, I don't know what it is. Like, I had trouble getting into Assassin's Creed 2, but once it finally kind of clicked for me, I was okay. Another thing that really pissed me off about Brotherhood is this 100% synchronization shit.
You like, don't have to do it.
I know you don't have to do it, but it just pops up saying, "Do you get if you do this, you'll perfect it." And me, I'm like, I want to fucking perfect it. But when I go into an area and you only have 8 minutes to navigate this fucking maze that you've never been in before in your life, and it takes you 30 minutes to do it, I'm like, fuck you, game. And your 8-minute bullshit.
I'm not the type of person that usually says this, but you're playing it wrong. Like, if you're getting that mad that it's making you hate the game about the synchronization stuff, you need to just ignore the synchronization stuff, because it doesn't make a lick of difference in terms of story or anything.
Yeah, well, it kind of does. The 100% synchronization unlocks the Ezio's repressed memories.
Oh, wow.
It has, I don't know if you saw it, but it was whenever, what was her name? His first love or whatever. Claudia.
That's his sister.
That's his sister.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but
whenever he was like a kid still, or like a teenager.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I got a lot of those missions, and I didn't have 100% synchronization.
Well, I don't know. I just, I mean, I've already gave up on that after like the fourth, what was it? Romulus, not Romulus. Is it Romulus?
Yeah.
Are we talking Star Trek?
No, that's Romulan.
Nerd.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of gave up on that. I don't know what's going on with that game. I don't know. I'm like 7 hours into that game and just.
If you ain't digging it, you ain't digging it. Put it down and come back later.
Yes.
So that's what I did with Assassin's Creed 1, but I didn't come back to it later about 3 years. So, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do right now. So that's the thing. I think I've kind of hit a rut, kind of like you said you did.
Yeah, I'm in a total funk.
And I just, like, I'm playing games for review and I'm enjoying some of them, but.
Unfortunately, I'm really not.
I've got into,
You know what that means? You need to stop playing games for a while. It means you've played too many.
That's what I'm trying to do.
See, I do that, but then I'll end up, like, not playing a game for, like, 2 months.
Well, I'm sure, I promise you that won't happen here. I have to review some.
That's true. But, yeah, I played some Brotherhood. I'm probably going to play some more of that. I do want to finish it. At least to find out, because everybody says that the ending of Brotherhood is insane. So.
It is pretty nice.
It's awesome.
It is pretty good.
Okay. Well, I'll finish that. And the only other thing I played, were two demos. Well, what can I say? Final Fantasy 13 2. My impressions are on the website. I think I need to go back and finish Final Fantasy 13 after playing that demo. And I'm kind of excited for 13 too.
Oh, there you go. You'll be the one that gets to review it because nobody else cares.
I mean, I personally don't care about it, but I mean, sure. I mean, it seems like an enjoyable game. I enjoy the combat system.
And it is much better than improved a lot. It seems a lot better than the last one. I did play the demo.
Yeah, it feels a lot more traditional. But the other demo I played was how do you pronounce it? Asura's Wrath. And I was going into that thinking it was a spiritual successor to God Hand, and boy was I wrong. That is a spiritual successor to Heavy Rain.
Chocolate
Rain.
I move my mouth away from the mic when I serial kill somebody.
Now, I won't say that's necessarily a bad thing, but I don't think it's necessarily a good thing either. I think it definitely does have some potential, but if they wanted to make an anime, why didn't they just make an anime?
I wish they had, because I wouldn't have had to play that shitty demo.
I'll listen to you.
Hey, I was told. I was under the impression.
Did you guys play both levels of the demo?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I did not. I had to turn it off.
Okay.
Really?
The second part of the demo is a lot different than the first part. Well, I mean, it's not too different, but it's kind of different.
See, yeah. I thought that somebody had told me it was going to be like God of War, and that got me excited. And then
it's kind of like God of War, but really, really heavy on the QTE.
A little too heavy, man.
Here's the object of the game. The object of the game is to fill up a meter so you can burst and go into a cutscene.
Yeah, there's an achievement for hitting the burst button so many times, so you know you're going to do it a lot in a game.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a cool-looking game. I like how it actually does play out like you're watching an episode of an anime. You know, even with, like, commercial breaks in between and stuff. But, I don't know. How well will that translate into an 8 to 9, 10-hour game? Or will it be that long?
Yeah, I mean, if it's that long, it's going to get... I mean, I don't know. I'm playing... I played the demo, too, and I think it's... I don't know. The demo was okay, and I just feel like... If I just feel like the demo was okay and I'm kind of tired of it after the demo, there's no way I'm going to enjoy it after 9 to 10 hours.
Me personally, I think that game is probably going to have maybe 15 episodes, you know, because they're broken into episodes. They're going to play out like a 30-minute episode of an anime, and it'll probably take you maybe 5, maybe 6 hours to complete that game. Yeah, I think it will be relatively short.
If it's 5 or 6 hours, that's almost too long.
Yeah. If they don't change up much, because...
I felt the demo was too long, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting to beat him up too, much like, you know, like kind of God. Did nobody ever play God Hand around here?
No.
I didn't play God Hand.
Okay. No, no.
Well, it was a Capcom game that was kind of like a beat em up.
You buy.
No, Mr. Superman, no home.
No, you buy.
What, can I just give you the money?
No, you buy. No.
Doesn't work on Drew.
No.
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 Anyway. Now I think that's pretty much it. Those two demos were kind of surprising on both ends of the spectrum. But, yeah. I think that's it. As far as future stuff goes, going to play some more Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, I guess. And,
you guess?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I really enjoyed Brotherhood.
I did, too.
Yeah. I enjoyed Brotherhood. I did.
Everybody did. I don't know like what it was. I think I'm just burned out on that series before everybody else, because it seemed like a lot of people got burned out on
Revelations. I got burned out on Revelations. I really did.
I'm going to be playing that soon.
Because,
so.
You know, I've never... I was always the first one to admit that I don't like the way the controls work in that game, especially whenever you're timed on stuff. And you're trying to, like, precision jump, and Ezio goes the opposite way. And I'm like, God, I get to do this all over again? That's fun.
Thanks,
game.
But you haven't gotten to the most frustrating mission in the entire game, though.
I guess I'm getting kind of close, as I'm starting to destroy stuff, like Leonardo stuff.
Have you done the tank mission yet?
No, I've destroyed the machine gun.
Yeah, if you haven't already given up on the synchronization thing, you'll give up on the synchronization after you play the tank mission.
Yeah, that I actually did it. I got 100% sync in the game, and I really think the only way you can do the tank one is if you take advantage of the fact that if you pause the game and restart from checkpoint before you get hit, it doesn't kill your chance at 100% sync. But if you hesitate just a little bit too long, like if you think you're going to get hit, you always want to err on the side of caution because it'll take you back to the beginning of the tank section. There's a huge section leading up to the point where you actually get in the tank that you have to redo if you screw up on the tank section. And the 100% sync on that is don't get hit when you're in the tank.
Right.
Wow.
It is ridiculous.
Does Revelations have that 100% sync crap too?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Great. Yeah.
Hopefully there's no tank mission.
Yeah, just that's not going to happen.
Just do what I do. Play it. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, just go on Wikipedia after you get done and see if there's anything you missed.
Okay.
That's what I did. Yeah. I gave up on the trying to get 100% sync just because I found that it made my experience with the game less enjoyable because I could just, you know, if I'm just playing it, I can just play it and enjoy it. The sync thing makes me angry. So I just gave up, and then I just checked on Wikipedia after I'd beat the game to see if there was any little story nuggets that I'd missed.
Yeah, I think I may do that. I am trying to get at least all that of the truth where you find the glyphs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's awesome.
Yeah.
Who fucking figures out those fucking puzzles? Because, I mean, seriously.
Really, really smart, because those puzzles kick ass.
Because, you know, YouTube is my fucking savior whenever I go into cluster number 4 or cluster number 5. Because, seriously, I'm not going to sit there and try to decipher this fucking code thing.
The only ones I don't like are the ring puzzles where you have to, like, make the picture line up.
Oh, I can do those. It's the fucking ones where you know, it's like a decoder ring kind of thing.
Oh, those are neat, though.
I just don't, like, my brain, I'm a dumbass. I don't want to do that. I want to kill shit.
Oh, you're selling yourself short. It's not just
you're an idiot, not a dumbass.
It's not just your ass.
Excuse me.
I made you with my awesome.
Okay.
No, I don't. Anyway, that's it, yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. I guess I'll move on to Mr. W.
My turn, which will probably be quite short, to be fair, because I've pretty much played fuck all week.
We are a lively bunch.
Yeah, I know. It's that sort of post-holiday blues. I did play two levels of Tomb Raider, fucking keeping it real and up to speed.
What game is that?
Did you say Tumor?
Tomb Raider.
Which Tomb Raider?
The anniversary on the PS3.
Ah, gotcha.
The collection. So I played two levels of that yesterday, which was the first time I'd played a game on a sort of a lengthy basis. I did pop in Modern Warfare and played 15 minutes of that the other day, but it won't count that because barely had time to sit down. And clambering around this afternoon thinking, shit, I better play something because I'm about to gaming podcast. I put on Skyrim for 40 minutes and played some more of that. And to be fair, what can I say about that? That's not already been said. It's not to say that I haven't been switching my consoles on this week, because it was this week that Netflix came to the UK.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, and fuck, I've been watching some movies. The apps have been available for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. I'll do a bit of comparing to see how they work. And so far it's been a case of the actual app itself is better on the Xbox, but the quality of the picture is better on the PS3. So I'm currently in a month's trial, and I know Netflix over in the US is massive, massive deal. I mean, it is really the only name in video content streaming. Over here, it's released with it's not got a lot of content at the moment. I believe Netflix are in the process of signing deals with the main publishers for streaming. So hopefully, as the beginning of the year goes on, we'll start seeing more up-to-date content. But it does things that the competitor over here, Love Film, doesn't do. For example, HD streaming and also TV shows, which Love Film doesn't do. So I watched a couple episodes of Breaking Bad, which is a show that hasn't made it over here yet, but I heard a lot of good things about it. And what else did I watch? Some terrible fucking shite. This Wes Craven film called My Soul to Take.
Oh god, I hate that movie.
That fucking is, oh my god, you have to think, this is from the man who created Freddy Krueger, and now look what he's been reduced to, a steaming pile of angsty turdness. It is terrible. It is proper terrible film. However, it also introduced me to an American comedian called Ron White, who I'd never heard of before.
Jesus.
I think he's quite funny.
Yeah, he's very funny.
I liked his stuff. There was, I think it's his tater salad one I watched last night. And he's actually quite funny. I mean, yeah. Over here we've got a whole host of comedians. I don't know that many over from the US with the exception of Dennis Leary, Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh my god.
Andrew Dice Clay isn't a comedian, he's an asshole.
Well, he's a comedian, as in he does stand up.
He stands up.
Oh, okay.
None of it's funny.
Fair enough.
He stands up in front of a room full of people who look at him and just shake their heads.
Have you seen the that film he was in? I thought it was hilarious.
I'm sorry, what was its name? That film?
Oh, God, what was it?
Yeah, that's
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, that was the one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's nothing I want to see more than 2 hours of a dickhead in a movie.
I'll tell you what.
it was nice to see something else, and I thought it was quite good. But it's a really great service. If any of our UK listeners are wondering about it, it's free for a month. You do have to put your card details in, but if you cancel within the month, obviously they won't take money. But the streaming is unlimited for £6, which is a fantastic deal. And as I say, even though I found the picture quality slightly better on the PS3, it doesn't take anything away from the quality on the Xbox. Absolutely fantastic. So go out and give it a try. You know, even if the library at the moment isn't so big, it's bound to grow over time. So so that's it. I was really piss poor when it came in. Sorry.
Well, there you go.
I suppose you're going to want to know what I'm going to play next week.
That's usually how I follow up, yeah.
Yeah, fuck all, probably.
Oh, good.
I don't know. I'm got to get back into Skyrim. I gave it a break for a little while over the Christmas period. Almost at the 50-hour mark, so I think it's time to dive back in and give that some more love. So that's probably what I'm going to be playing.
You got to get back into doing the news, because you taking off during CES was just mean.
Yeah, sorry about that, but...
yeah, sure you are.
No, I am, clearly sorry. I went to London.
That's awesome. London's
yeah,
cool.
That's brilliant. And, like, I mean, I'm sure all you Americans think that I literally is a 5-minute bus ride to London, but it isn't.
You mean everybody in England doesn't live in London?
That's what I thought. It's all right, we're only
sorry to disappoint. Sorry about that.
Kind of like how our perception over here is that 90% of Europe thinks we all wear cowboy hats.
You don't?
No. Oddly enough.
Yeah. Baseball caps, maybe.
Most of us do.
Oh. God.
Oh, boy. Okay, then. We'll move on to the futon, then. Roll out and do your fondling.
Okay. So I just got back from San Francisco, and you will find out what I was playing middle of the week.
Did you bring your heart back with you, or did you leave it out there?
I left it out there. I'm going back in the middle of the week to pick it up.
Shit.
Oh, gotcha.
Rice-a-roni.
Oh, you know what? I actually asked somebody in all seriousness. So, those trolley things, is that where they make the rice-a-roni? The person thought I was serious. Like, what the? No, dude, I'm just joking.
So, what is rice-a-roni?
It's a rice. Just
like a San Francisco treat.
Yeah, it is the San Francisco treat.
Okay.
So the commercials used to be Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
I'm glad you sang it.
I know you are. So, yeah. The stuff that I can talk about, I played, finally, picked it up for $5 before the holidays from Best Buy, Darksiders. I'm finally catching up.
Oh, I still have to finish that game.
It's I don't know how far I am in it. I just got ruined, so I got me a horse.
You're a little bit more than halfway.
Yeah, a little over halfway.
Okay, cool.
You're on a horse.
Oh. I'm on a horse.
Shit.
So. God, I'm gonna be Gambus this week. I played a few iPhone games.
Oh, shit.
Shut the fuck up.
you were just talking about this one on Twitter, so I actually want to call it out. A game called Hero Academy, which plays a lot like a tabletop board game. Or if you remember, actually a better analogy would be Archon, the old chess-like game for like the PC and NES, where you had different character classes, and the only difference is you don't actually get into real-time combat. But, you know, you have five turns or five actions per turn. Plays out on a board. The idea of the game is to destroy your enemy's crystals, your opponent's crystals, before they destroy yours. It's all multiplayer. There is no offline. There is no practice mode, which is probably the game's biggest failing, is there's no way to actually learn how to play it before you get wrecked by someone who's played it before. And it's free. The way they are making their money is through in-app purchases of additional teams. And unlike skins or, you know, just buying to remove the ads, if you buy even one in-app team, and there's only one other one right now, so there's two teams total, it removes the ads. And I think the team is like $1 or something like that. So right now there's like the humans and then there's the dark elves. So think a little Blood Bowl, think a little Archon, but tabletop strategy game, you know, kind of a versus tactics game. It's really cool. I also am ashamed to admit that I've played way too much Tiny Tower.
Tiny Tower.
It's free. It was the iOS game of the year. I don't know why I downloaded it, but I did, and now it's addictive as shit.
You know what? I almost downloaded that, but I think my phone is too old to play it, so...
It's pretty low tech. I'd be surprised.
I think, well, here's the thing. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before, but there's something jacked up with my iTunes account. My wife and I share an iTunes account, and we both initially synced our phones to her computer.
Mm-hmm.
And now, anytime I go to update my phone, it tells me that it doesn't recognize my phone, and if I update, it's going to completely wipe out everything I have on there. So my phone hasn't been updated since 3-something.
Yeah, you would need the new version of the operating system, but I'm pretty sure this game could run on any hardware. It's really low tech.
So the issue is, in order to update to the newest hardware, I would lose all of my music and everything else I have on my iPod or on my iPhone, and because of the error with the account, it won't let me re-download any of it for free. I haven't gotten to the point yet where I want to update so much that I'm willing to lose all the music that I've already paid for.
Wow, that is jacked up.
Yeah. So I miss out on a lot of stuff, but I figure I'll just wait until I get it because I'm going to get a new phone eventually anyway. So I'll just deal with it until I get a new phone.
Yeah, I mean, the game is, you can play it completely for free. You can buy tower bucks, which are used to like speed up restocking your floors or to instead of waiting for somebody to rent an apartment, you can like kind of force that to happen or speed up construction. Or the big thing is buying elevator, you know, upgrading your elevators so that, you know, you kind of increase traffic to the floors. But you can do it all for free. I haven't spent a single dime on the game, and I've built like 30-something floors already. So, you know, it's one of those things where you could pick it up, play for a couple seconds at a time, and then put it down and come back to it whenever you want. And for that, it's good. And I downloaded and have not really played much of Sword and Sorcery or Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP or whatever. But really, I'm going to be focusing on finishing Darksiders, hopefully in the next couple days.
What a fantastic game.
Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it. I definitely understand why people have been shaking their head at me when I tell them I hadn't played it yet.
All right. Well, I guess I'll move on to the Wombat.
All right. So this week I also played the two demos that Drew played. I already kind of talked about what I thought of Azura's Wrath. It's essentially God of War, but really, really, really heavy on the quick time events. It didn't make sense at all. I even went on Wikipedia to get the sort of the backstory, and I'm like, oh, so it's a lot like God of War, from a backstory perspective. And it's just not that great. It's not the kind of game I would enjoy. It's the kind of game that, and this isn't meant as a slam on this person. It's a comment on their tastes. It's the kind of game that I can see Jason enjoying.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I enjoy. I don't like anime. I don't enjoy that style of game. So it's just not for me. The other demo I played was Final Fantasy XIII 2, the first Final Fantasy game that I have played since about 5 minutes of 7. And it reminded me of why I haven't played Final Fantasy. I used to really like turn-based RPGs. And I don't know if I've changed or if the genre's changed. But I just can't get into it. I mean, you know, Skies of Arcadia was a turn-based RPG with random battles, and it's one of my favorite games of all time. And I couldn't even spend 10 minutes with the Final Fantasy XIII demo. It's just completely out of my wheelhouse now. And part of it, I think, is just it's so, like, I don't even know the best way. I don't know how you describe a game as arrogant, but that's what it feels like to me. Like,
what?
The it's just the silliness of it. Like, the whole, the ridiculous names for the different, the paradigm shift, and this one's slash and burn, and this one's two shields and this. It's like, just give me the basic menu of attack, defend, use an item, use my special powers. I think that's kind of part of what drives me away. It's like, you know what? You don't have to, not everything has to have a special, awesome super name.
Well, I mean, you gotta keep in mind, that's 13's battle system, though. I mean, you know.
Well, I never played 13.
Its battle system is like steroids. It's like, dude, it is awesome.
No, it's just, I don't know. Paradigms are different roles for your characters. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
You know, Skies of Arcadia had different roles for your characters, too. They were called attack, defend, and
you know what? Earlier Final Fantasy games had that, too. They were called jobs.
Yeah, or classes.
I don't know. That's not obviously my biggest problem with the game. My biggest problem with the game is I just, for some reason, can't play those games anymore. I don't know. I've grown apart. Myself and turn-based strategy games have grown apart, I guess. Turn-based RPGs have grown apart. So.
Have you played any of the Persona games?
No.
I was in the exact same place, and my love of turn-based RPGs used to, you know, be pretty solid. I've actually played Final Fantasy VI a whole bunch of times, in fairly quick succession. I mean, but I just, again, fell out of love with them, and part of that is the BioWare effect. You know, after you play something like Knights of the Old Republic, or Mass Effect, or Skyrim, or Oblivion, or Fallout, you know, any of those games.
Yeah.
You know, how do you go back to something where it's like menu? But Persona, you know, especially Persona 3 Portable, which was the first game I played in the series, really rekindled my love for it when it's done in a certain way. And, you know, it might be worth checking out. Do you have a PSP?
I had one and it got stolen, so no.
Okay. Then I would suggest Persona 4, because Persona 3 on the consoles, you don't actually have full control of your party, and that's problematic.
Gotcha. How this is probably going to sound really awful, and I promise you it's not as awful as it sounds. How Japanese is it? Because I think that's part of my problem, too. Is just the whole anime style that a lot of this stuff has gone to.
It's not for me. When you ask that question about Persona, though, because it actually takes place in Japan.
Well, that's not what I mean, though. I mean, like, how anime is it?
Wombat, I'm going to tell you right now, and this is the truth, you're not going to like Persona.
I was going to say the same thing. Persona is kind of like the, I don't know, epitome of anime.
Okay.
Not necessarily, but it's anime.
It's got a compelling story, though.
Yeah, it does. Well, you know what? I mean, I'll even say this. I got out of anime completely. This is the truth. I used to be a big fan of Dragon Ball Z, stuff like that, and I completely got out of anime. I've been told to watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I watched it completely, and I fucking love it because it was an amazing story. Yeah, sure, it has some anime parts to it, but you just kind of got to look past that, you know?
The original Full Metal Alchemist was fantastic too, but I hear, you know, I hear that Brotherhood, and you're not the first person who said it.
Yeah, Brotherhood is amazing. It really is. I mean, if anybody ever wanted to try to get into anime, that's probably something you need to watch. But I understand what you mean by as far as to anime, because, you know, they're going to have bubbly characters, and they're going to have a lot of characters that have emotions, and they stare at stuff a lot, and...
I don't remember there being a lot of that whole staring blankly thing in Persona. There was, I mean, Yukari is a little too bubbly, and Iori... See, I like Iori. I think he's kind of... you know, these kids are all teenagers, and they act like teenagers. Not like they have the, you know, they're not Tetis. I mean, I'm a teenager. I'm annoying. My dad left me. It makes me sad. It's more like we have no idea what to do in this situation. And they look to pretty much the older teenagers to guide it. So you've got these younger kids and you've got these older kids. And what comes out is that the older kids have as much, you know, they try to put on a strong front for the younger guys, but they still have their own misgivings, and they don't really know what's going on. And I think that the way the characters are developed in Persona 3 felt more genuine than a lot of the Japanese RPGs that I've played.
This is very true. I think it's more grounded in reality as far as human interaction. But, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of anime stuff involved in Persona.
But also the combat system. Like, it gets addictive, like, you know, doing Persona fusions and trying to find the best combination. And the boss fights are just killer awesome. I mean, just really, really well done.
There you go.
There you go. So, yeah. That's all I played, though, really. That and Skyrim and some baseball. So, I mean, of the things that are worth talking about, that's all I played. I have Assassin's Creed Revelation sitting on my table. So, I'll probably hopefully play some of that this week as well. So, and pretty much wraps it up.
All right. Oh, goody. Well, like Drew said, I've been in a funk.
Oh.
I've been in a Marky Mark and the Funk bunch. I tried to get back into Rayman, but it didn't last very long. I tried to play Dead Island to get back into that, and that new patch, like, bitch slapped me.
What happened?
Well, because the enemies level with you now.
What?
Oh,
that sucks ass.
Yeah. The game kind of bitch slapped. I jumped back into it and trying to get used to the controls, and I'm just getting owned.
Wow.
That was what was so awesome about Dead Island, was that once you got become a badass, you could just badass your way through all these fucking hordes of zombies.
Well, it asked me at the beginning of the game if I wanted to implement it, so I'm wondering if I can turn it off.
You probably can. Hopefully you can.
Yeah, because I was a little upset about that. I'm like, you know, I was in the middle of a quest, and now you're fucking with me. So I may check back into that. I'm just not feeling anything right now. I do need to finish Skylanders. I did play that a little bit. I managed to pick up a couple more, although I got to call out Gambus. He was supposed to drop me off Boomer. And
bitch, if I can send him one from halfway across the country, or a third of the way across the country, you can drop one off at his house.
Oh, I was about
his mailbox.
Yeah, he didn't even put it in my mailbox. I was all upset. But I did find two more, so I was kind of excited about that.
Who'd you find?
Prism Break and nice. Drobot.
I love Drobot. He is my favorite.
So I've got all those sitting under there, ready to play now.
I love you, Drobot.
I did play some more Zelda. I moved my Wii into another room, so now my motion controls work so much better. As I'm not sitting at an angle to play it.
Wii in another room.
So.
You have a huge Wii.
I do. It's massive. But, looking forward to finishing that. That was actually the one game that I did kind of get back into. So maybe that was the game I needed to play. But I did play two games for review. One was decent, one was fuck awful.
Oh, ooh, I saw what you gave that to. Holy shit.
The first one's Choplifter, which I haven't written my review yet. I'll be writing it this week. It's like a... I hate to keep using the Trials argument, but it kind of reminds me of Trials with a helicopter. it's basically start the missions don't last any more than three or four or five minutes. You fly through, kill some people, rescue some people, drop them off. Very quick ADD type downloadable gaming. Price is a little hefty at $15, but it is pretty bulky. There's quite a few missions in there to get, and of course you can get the bigger, you know, the better star ratings for doing it faster, not killing any, you know, people. You can actually kill chickens, which is an achievement, and there are zombies in the game. So how about that?
Wow!
How about that?
In a
Choplifter game, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Run over them with your blade, slice them.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
But it is good. It's actually pretty fun. I do enjoy it, and it's small doses. You can't play it for more than half hour, 45 minutes. You'll get kind of tired of it, but it's pretty good. The other game I played was not so much.
It's got zombies, too.
Well, maybe.
Maybe zombies.
I don't know what they are. But my review will be live by the time this show goes live. Or shortly after. But I played Amy.
Oh.
And I was actually kind of...
This begins some cracking reviews, doesn't it?
Yeah, what happened? You were tweeting. It's like, oh, it's not that bad. Well, what's everybody bitching about?
Well, the thing is...
he watched the first cutscene.
The cutscenes kind of shocked me because like they had frame rate issues, and I'm like, really?
How does that happen?
So this, you know, the cutscenes and like the story's kind of going along, and I'm like, okay, we're going to get somewhere eventually with the story. No, you never really get anywhere with the story. And eventually, by the end of the game, they start to, if you have the subtitles turned on, they're referencing people by other names than they actually are.
That
shows wonderful writing and dialogue. The thing that kills it, like the first chapter, like, and I think it's bad because the demo, I believe, is the first chapter. The first chapter you kind of play it, you're like, yeah, downloadable generic survival horror. Not terrible, not great, because you don't have a lot of combat. There's only a couple puzzles, and it just doesn't seem that bad. Then you get to the second level. And you die the first time. And then 16 times later, you still haven't figured out what to do. You've died again. And you can literally lose up to 45 minutes to an hour of gameplay because the checkpoint system is fucking awful. The game only saves when it tells you that you made it to a checkpoint, and the checkpoints are so spread out, and the game is trial and error. So
You can't save manually?
Nope.
Oh, ha.
No.
At least Rage lets you save manually.
That is donkey shit right there.
You can't save manually, and it's not, you know, most games it's not that bad. You can get accustomed to it, but Amy is so broken in every area that half the time when you die, it's not your fault.
I feel like you're talking about an ex-girlfriend. That Amy is so broken.
Like, can you actually, like, I mean, there is combat. What is it, like melee combat? Are you shooting stuff?
It's melee combat. Basically, you can pick up a board. And if you pick up another one, you get rid of the first one. And you can swing at the enemies, but half the time the hit detection won't hit them.
Okay.
Which is awesome. And if they hit you, well, of course, they never miss. If they hit you, it takes at least a quarter of your health.
Ugh.
The worst part about it is obviously the game has the little girl. When you have the little girl around with you, she has some kind of special power, which, again, the game never explains, that she protects you from the infection that's around. And if she's not with you, you're constantly being affected by the infection, which might be...
I see a fucking hotspur.
You know, which it might have been cool if, again, that wasn't broken.
No.
Okay.
Oh, it's just... Oh, my God. I mean, you just... The problem is I could tell you to play the demo, and you'll tell me I'm crazy, because the demo is not bad. The first chapter, you can get through it, and you're kind of like, eh, it's not great, it's not terrible, it's not... It's kind of there. You need to play later in the game, and then you just realize how bad it is. I think I've read 4 or 5 reviews, and I am in this camp, and I am not afraid to admit this, that most people didn't finish this game because you just get tired of it. By the end of the game continues to kill you and kill you and kill you over and over and over again, 9 times out of 10, not your fault, and you lose 45 minutes to an hour worth of gameplay. And there's nothing you can do about it.
That's so friendly.
It's just broken.
Yep.
And the dialogue, oh.
What's wrong with dialogue?
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Holy shit.
Like Resident Evil, Code of Veronica X terrible?
Resident Evil terrible. And I'd like the woman that you play as is supposed to be so concerned over Amy and losing her and all that, and she just sounds like she didn't really care. I mean, she's just literally there. She's like, Amy, where are you? Where are you, Amy?
Jason.
I mean, it's not even that good.
Press X to Jason.
Do not buy this game. Do not go near this game. This is one of the worst games of the year.
Who made it?
It's a new company called Lexus Numeric.
Yeah, say goodbye to them. Nice knowing you.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that new old company.
It's kind of funny that you know, PS3 owners were bitching because they got the game delayed a week. Dude, be happy. Because now you now know not to buy it. This game is terrible. And when you see my score,
terrible.
It's pretty low.
Is this game so terrible?
Hmm?
Is it Shaq Fu terrible?
No. Dude, I've never given anything a Shaq Fu. Oh. It's down there, though.
It's down there. Hey, you know what? I may actually play a game that might be a Shaq Fu, though. You guys didn't see me go all up in arms about that on Twitter?
No.
No.
They're making a sequel to Hyperdimension Neptunia.
Oh, right, yes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They addressed a lot of the issues that people had with it, including ones that I actually went back and read your review. There were a lot of things that you called out that the press release identified as fixing. Now, that doesn't mean the game's going to be good. It just means that, okay, there was a lot of broken shit and we fixed some of it.
How about, you know, make the characters enjoyable or the story actually make sense or go anywhere?
Okay, so I said they fixed some shit, not made a brand new series that doesn't suck.
Yeah. The bad thing is they brought in Inafune to do this?
Yes, Inafune consulted on it.
Ugh, what are you doing, man?
Well, maybe it's going to be better. It takes place in the year 20XDX.
So horrible,
man. Just relax. Maybe you'll have to play it, maybe you won't.
Oh, you know I will.
Yeah, probably.
Fucking NIS is doing it.
We'll see what happens when it gets closer. But as far as my future fondling goes, I really don't know. I really don't.
You're proper in a funk, aren't you?
I am in a funk. I can't find anything. Maybe I'll go back to Zelda. I'll go back to
Zelda. You got a hankering for something. You want me to play a fighting game with you?
You know, the only fighting game I'm hankering, and it's probably because it's not out, is Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur?
That's it.
Yeah.
2 weeks, man.
So, hopefully that'll show up soon.
Actually, for you, it could be next week.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that it shows up next week. I mean, I'm kind of interested to play Never Dead, but I have my reservations about that game.
That gameplay looks bad.
So
it does.
Now, someone pointed out that I have not yet played the game, so my impressions of it looking like shit were only from the video.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but the video doesn't help itself.
Yeah. No.
And we had this song by whichever band it was. We love them so much.
And you know what? The gameplay can look like shit, but that means you should like it, right, Drew? Because you're a big fan of Suda.
you keep saying that.
You know it's true.
I can't wait for Lollipop Chainsaw to come out and you say, this is the best game I've ever played in my life.
I very seriously doubt I'm going to say Lollipop Chainsaw is the best game I've ever played in my life, but I'm willing to
get... I did get some insider info. The impression that I got from speaking with someone, and this is not why I was out there, speaking with someone who I met, is that it plays differently than definitely Killer 7, and even differently than No More Heroes.
Yeah, but differently doesn't necessarily mean better.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But, you know, if you were concerned about it being, you know, No More Heroes with zombies, then, you know.
The thing is, you know, it's not that I will discredit it and not play it. Come on, one of Suda's games was in my top 10 last year.
Yes.
So it's not like I won't try it. I'm just saying that I'm just nervous that Mikami's not on this one too. Makes me sad and nervous. But anyway, that's it. I don't know. I have nothing. Not a thing. I got nothing. But we do have something cool that I'm going to play right now before we go into the news. So make sure you stick around for that.
Hey, this is Ellen McLean, the voice of Portals GLaDOS. And you're listening to N4G Radio.
Well, there you go. How did you like that little thing there?
That's pretty fucking awesome is what that is.
It's awesome.
Damn right it is. Have to bid,
thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, have to send a big shout-out to Shanghai 6 for that, as well as, of course, GLaDOS.
Yes.
I mean, that's pimp.
She did it for science.
That defines pimp right there.
You monster.
You are a monster. But I do have some news. News. We didn't do news last week because we rambled on and on about all those games we loved last year.
Yep. Living in the past.
So now we're living in the future, and the future is SOPA.
Well, wait, there's some positive developments.
Well, the first story I have is Mojang, the guy who, if you don't know the name, he created Minecraft.
Notch is actually the...
The company's Mojang. My bad. Their website
has stupid names.
Their website will be going dark on January 18th in protest.
And there's talk of Reddit and Wikipedia joining them now.
I think the Reddit is sealed in stone.
Yeah, that's definite.
Yeah. I don't want to jump the gun, so unless there's more SOPA news later.
All right, well, I'll just continue down the list. WiiWare demos are reappearing in North America. The demos that were removed are now back. There are 50 demos currently available, but you don't have to worry about it because Nintendo fans don't know what the internet is. Come on. I haven't been able to take a shot at Nintendo in forever.
It's because they ain't done shit in forever.
Hey, man. Wii U.
Leave me be. Yeah, I saw Wii U on the CES videos. That's some awesome-looking GameCube graphics. Sweet.
Oh!
Anyway.
Damn.
Xbox.com is apparently to blame for a lot of the frequent Xbox Live hacks, and it's because of the website's login. I actually read a story about this, about how there's a loophole that can tell hackers if they've got the right account, and then just, you know, bully their way in with password breakers.
I will tell you that from my conversations with other folks in the industry this weekend, on the publisher side as well, there's concern and there's a little bit of frustration that Microsoft hasn't taken the bull by the horns on this and figured out what the hell's going on and been more public about or acknowledging that it's happening. The tone from them has been, it's not us. We don't know how it's happening, and it's isolated. And quite frankly, the amount of people that have popped up on Twitter that follow me, that I follow, that have said, I just got hacked, and it's not happening in bursts, it's spread out. There's a problem here, and it needs to be addressed, and Microsoft needs to kind of deal with it. I don't care if they never tell us what happened, but it needs to fucking stop.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I can tell you from a web designer standpoint, that the loophole that I read about, that's poor practice, and all they need to do is change one thing, and they'll fix that problem.
Makes me wonder why they haven't.
Exactly, because they're Microsoft, the biggest software company in the world, and yet they can't figure out this one little loophole, and they need to do it, because it's a simple fix. It literally will take them 5 minutes.
And while they're at it, let me change my fucking email address on my Windows Live account.
Oh, I found out the other day from, I have to give a shout out to a good friend, developer over at Silicon Knights, you jealous wombat?
I am.
But I was talking with him on Twitter the other day, and he gave me a link that allows you to change it, but only if it's not a Hotmail account.
Okay, great, it's not a Hotmail account.
Well, then you can change, I will send you the link.
Awesome.
He actually posted that up, and it takes you to this website that allows you to change the email address as long as it's not a Hotmail one.
Is that something that we should post a little bit more publicly so that our readers and listeners can do this for themselves?
Sure, I can send you guys the link. Yeah, he actually tweeted it to me the other day.
All right.
All damn time, man.
Maybe putting that in the show notes would be awesome.
So there you go. But yeah, you can change it as long as it's not a Hotmail, which still screws me, but I'm more than happy to spread the love. Because mine's a Hotmail account, so I'm still screwed. Moving on, NPDs hit this week. No shock, Call of Duty was number one again. Probably the biggest shock to some people, but not me, was that Just Dance 3 was number two.
Jesus Christ.
That thing is a beast.
That thing is a monster. Skyrim came in at number three. Mario Kart, I believe, hit at number four. Just the typical kind of sales. Now, the systems were kind of a shock. Obviously, Xbox 360 outsold everybody at 1.7, I think. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But Wii and the 3DS both outsold the PS3.
What the fuck?
Which I don't get.
Well, holidays. I don't understand the Wii as much, but the 3DS, it's just a perfect time. It's a perfect system for kids, especially now with the price drop. And I get the 3DS, given the time of year. I don't get the Wii. Who is buying a Wii right now?
I think a lot of it had to do with the $129 coming with Mario.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a huge deal.
Oh, God,
and if you're a Mario fan and you had any interest in the 3DS and you didn't jump on that...
Well, I mean the Wii. They had a New Super Mario Brothers and Mario Kart and the system for $129, I think.
That's not bad, but still, why are you buying a Wii right now? The system.
You know that new system that they're coming out with, that one that they sold for $129. It doesn't even have GameCube compatibility anymore.
Does anybody even care?
I do. I never had a GameCube, so
you know what I played more on my Wii than Wii games? GameCube games.
Well, here's my another note about the NPDs in December was that year over year the sales were down, and I was surprised that nobody mentioned this. That this kind of hit me. It's 2011, okay? We're coming to the end of these console life cycles. A lot of people are waiting to see what's announced, and they're slowing down buying systems. Not to mention the PS3 and 360 hasn't had a price drop, and God, and they're still a little overpriced for as old as they are. I mean, 360 you can get for $199, which isn't bad.
But that doesn't have a hard drive.
No.
And that's a problem, because, you know, for a lot of things, you need a hard drive.
You need a hard drive for cloud saves. Did anybody know that?
Yeah, you need that because the clouds, if you've ever used your cloud saves on different systems, you'll notice that your available space is different from system to system. It's because it keeps a backup. It syncs them every time you connect.
Which is brilliant.
It is. That way, if for some reason the cloud is down, you have access to your saves.
Exactly. I saw it sync my save once, and I'm like, yay!
Yep. So, 500, so, it's 500 megabytes of save space.
Which is more than enough for saves.
Yes. Well, let me get this straight, because I'm still fucking confused on that. So, if I save my Skyrim save to the cloud, and I go over to a buddy's house and bring my Skyrim copy with me,
yes.
I can pop in if I recover my account.
You don't
it's
have
not
to,
recovering anymore.
You don't have to recover anymore.
It's downloading.
Yep. It takes 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, the difference is the amount of time that it takes to do the old recovery process, which as Ken well knows.
It took an hour and a half.
Yeah. This is a couple of minutes.
Okay. So I download my profile onto
their machine.
Their machine.
Yep. And then you can load your save right there. And then it'll sync back to your other system when you go back.
That is
really
correct. Yeah, it's really. I've actually done it. I did it on my two Xboxes, and then when I was visiting a buddy of mine in Rochester, I downloaded my profile and just continued on from the stuff. I said, "Hey, you want to check some of this endgame stuff out?" And bam, there it was.
The PS3 does that as well.
The PS3 doesn't sync though; it syncs at night with your PlayStation Plus account, which should be known that only works on one system.
Yeah. You also should be aware that what you'll notice is when you shut, if you've got cloud syncing enabled or cloud saves enabled, when you turn your system off, it will, like as if you were downloading something in the background, it will stay on while it's syncing. So you never have to worry about turning your system off without having synced it. It will do that when the system is powered down. And just make sure that that happens so that you're all up to date the next time you turn the console on, regardless of where you are. It's really intelligent.
So you're saying on the PS3, though, that it's only for one console?
Yeah, you can't enable syncing on more than one console.
So I couldn't go over to a buddy's house and play Skyrim on my PS3, on his PS3, with my account?
No, you could, but you'd have to sync it manually back up.
Is there a way to manually sync it, though?
Yes, you just hit the triangle button when you're hovered over the save.
Okay, good.
You know, just be aware that this does make you aware of how big some saves are. So, games like Skyrim, you know, if you were a WWE player, that stuff, every created wrestler, every created arena, that stuff takes a chunk of room. So you might still be better off keeping some of that on your hard drive.
There you go.
Yeah.
NVIDIA and Runic Games have joined the anti-SOPA brigade.
Congrats. Thank you guys for doing that. Seriously, everybody who's on the anti-SOPA brigade, thank you.
Nintendo has announced that Kid Icarus will come bundled with a peripheral. It is a stand.
What the fuck, man?
You need a stand now for your portable gaming system?
For the 3DS, it kind of makes sense. Because if you've ever played a 3D game and you're moving your hands around, the 3D kind of gets disoriented.
Oh, but nobody plays a 3DS with a 3D on. Come on.
You know what they're going to come out with next? a wired controller so that you can actually use it on the stand without it being awkward as hell.
Hey, fellas, just make a fucking console.
Yeah, I know, right? By the way, you can use the Circle Pad Pro that you can only get at GameStop with Kid Icarus.
That's true.
Fan pressure. Actually, the stand doesn't look like it will support the Circle Pad Pro, but whatever. The fan pressure has caused CD Projekt to stop pursuing the pirates of the Witcher game.
That's sad.
So, yeah, whatever. Glad you're listening to your pirate fans.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Stop pursuing us. Okay. Sony is encouraged by the strong 3DS sales. Meanwhile, it's unconcerned by the Vita's early struggles in Japan. I don't know. I might be concerned about that with the history of the PSP not selling that well. But it did turn over in Japan, though. They just need a Monster Hunter in Japan. That thing will sell like hotcakes.
Yep.
Yeah, but what do they need in the U.S. to make it sell like hotcakes?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when it launches.
I think Uncharted's going to move some units.
I doubt it.
I don't know, man. It's $50.
I'm telling you right now, the Vita is going to flop here.
Look, I'm anticipating a price drop at E3 or before, but I just hope they compensate those of us who are shelling out at the beginning, like Nintendo did.
Yeah, good luck.
League of Legends developer and a player who happens to be a U.S. congressman speak out against SOPA.
Well, listen to that.
A member of the League of Legends community is also a member of Congress.
Who is it?
Trying to see if I can find his name in here.
Drago X32.
His name is U.S. Representative Jared Polis.
Jared Polis. Yep. I'm going to look this guy up.
Not the subway guy.
Yeah, not that guy.
Different Jared. Not the diamonds guy.
Speaking of Assassin's Creed, it loses another creative director. Creative director Alejandre Amancio, who served in the role on 2011's Revelations, has left the company for a position outside of the games industry. Members of Club Nintendo, all those coins you've been earning, there's some new games you can buy with them, including Majora's Mask, Kirby, and Dr. Mario. We heard all the rumors this week that the new Xbox and new PS3 would be shown. Obviously, Sony denied that they would show the PS4 at E3. Did you really expect them not to deny it?
Really? Not at all, because it would absolutely chill sales.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course they're going to deny it. Whether or not they show it, that's a different story.
They won't show it.
We'll see. We'll see what happens at E3. You never know. Nyko's Power Grip could solve a lot of the battery life issues of the PlayStation Vita. Which, if you look at this thing, it makes the PS Vita almost look like the old Batarang controller for the PlayStation 3. If anybody remembers that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yep. Back when we thought the Spider-Man font was a joke.
Yeah, it wasn't. On Live is being integrated with Google TV.
That's pretty awesome.
On Live is such an awesome service. It really is.
Well, and now they're branching out beyond video games to that On Live desktop, which is pretty cool.
Kid Icarus does support the Circle Pad Pro, but only for lefties.
Are they ever going to get anything right? Seriously.
PlayStation 3 is adding two new college sports apps, including Exos, College Sports, and SEC Digital Network. Xbox Live Arcade House Party was one of the few Microsoft announcements from CES. It's a promotion for the obviously for the four new games: Alan Wake's American Nightmare, I Am Alive, I can't pronounce that one, Nexus, and Warp. They're due to start landing on February 15th. Which I Am Alive and American Nightmare are really big games. I've heard the Nexus looks pretty cool, and Warp is probably going to be another one of those Limbo, Bastion kind of indie hit games.
Looks artsy fartsy?
Bastion wasn't artsy fartsy.
Yeah, it really kind of was.
Yeah,
well, I mean, wait, it had a distinctive art style, but that was a solid game.
It had a unique way.
Oh, don't start with the Limbo conversation.
Bastion was as artsy as Limbo was. It was just that Bastion was actually a good game.
I liked
there
Limbo.
There you go. Thank you.
I liked Limbo. Whatever.
Yeah, Limbo was... What was Limbo? Well, it wasn't a game. It was barely a game.
It was the greatest game that's ever been made. You just don't know what you're talking about, Mike. You just don't understand what a masterpiece is.
Yes. I'm an art critic, like in school and stuff, and that means that you don't know anything.
You know what? Limbo was more of a game than Heavy Rain. There you go.
Okay, Limbo was Heavy Rain.
Oh, I'm gonna kick both you guys in the nuts.
I'm gonna kick you in the nuts.
Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater goes 3D in February. Will be released shortly after the Circle Pad Pro.
Is that the snake skin 3DS real?
I don't know.
Because I've heard that they're making a snake skinned 3DS. If that's true, there's going to be a lot of outcry about that.
There's a lot of outcry about everything. This industry is just a bunch of whiny bitches.
It's probably just going to be vinyl, man.
No, see, that's the thing. I'm like, are they really going with snake skin?
No, because that would double the cost.
Developer Fifth Cell, who is popular for Scribblenauts, is launching a new iOS platformer on Thursday called Run Roo Run.
Roo, like R-O-O, like kangaroo?
Yes. So there you go. Hey, PS3 owners, it's January, and you finally get to play Skyrim the way it was intended. Bethesda's
with Randy Macho Man Savage Dragon.
I've seen that firsthand, and it is awesome.
Patch one. Patch
because
one.
Because I'm wild, yeah.
Are you done?
No.
Okay. Patch 1.4 is said to fix the lag in the Skyrim for PS3.
Yay.
I'd say you should probably fix that in patch 1.0, in my opinion. Anyway, Modern Warfare 3's 9-month DLC schedule begins on January 24th. The first of at least 20 content drops is coming to Xbox Live in 2 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
I just want to make really clear, though, what they mean by content drops, because this was kind of obfuscated in the press release that we got, and I tried to make it clear in the story. A single map is considered a content drop. So when they talk about having multiple content drops at once, it means you're getting more than one map at once. That's all. So there might be 20 pieces, whether it is a map counts as a content drop, or a Spec Ops mission counts as a content drop, or, well, I'm not sure, a game mode. A new game mode counts as a content drop. So that's what they mean by... Yeah, no skins. I don't think that counts. This isn't Gears of War 3. So that's what they mean by content drop. So when they say you're getting 20 different content drops, it means there's 20 new little elements that are going to be doled out once a month over the next 9 months.
For free? I'm okay with that.
No, it's not free. You have to have Call of Duty Elite.
What they're also going to be doing is releasing content compilations. So kind of like the big map pack releases that they've had for previous Call of Duty installments. They're going to kind of bundle it all together.
So there you go.
Gotcha.
Xbox 360 sales have reached 66 million, with Kinect hitting 18 million. So almost one-third of Xbox 360 owners own a Kinect. Kinect for Windows will launch on February 1st.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention I did play Kinect for the first time ever this week.
Well, how excited were you?
I was actually not really excited, but I did play it, and I have to say I kind of enjoyed it. I played the Gunstringer.
It's a fun system. It's just not something I could see myself doing every day.
Yeah. Gunstringer's a good game, too.
The only reason why I had fun with it was because of the humor. It wasn't that, oh, man, I'm having so much fun moving my hands around and shooting like a gun. No, not really. I just enjoyed, you know, the humor in the game.
I will tell you that the one thing you need to do at least once in your life is play Dance Central.
Yeah.
Is there a demo out for that?
Yes.
Well, I may tell Alan to download it. He's got the Kinect.
That thing is a blast. Even if you can't dance, it's pretty damn fun.
See, I actually think Drew would really enjoy Rise of Nightmares. It's survival horror.
Well, there's a demo of that, too, so have him download that, too.
I want to actually have a video of Drew playing Rise of Nightmares.
That'd be pretty awesome. Just like every other system known to man, Netflix is coming to the Vita, possibly as soon as day one.
Yeah, another Netflix device.
Interplay lost the rights to the Fallout Online this week. They have reverted back to Bethesda.
Yeah, there was, we have a whole write-up on the site if you're looking for all the details. They actually released a lot more details than you typically find in settlements like this.
Sony says it hasn't made Kaz Hirai president just yet. Don't know how old this story is. It says that Howard Stringer would vacate one of his roles for Hirai. AT&T detailed their Vita data plans.
It's basically the data plans for cell phones.
Yeah, 250 megabytes for $14.99 a month, and others offer 2 gigabytes for $25 a month with no contracts. God, that's expensive.
Yeah, the welcome to AT&T.
I'm not being welcomed because I have the Wi-Fi version.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unless you go ahead and you end up picking up that 1 week early bundle, which comes with the 3G version.
Yeah, no thank you. Not paying
for that.
What the fuck is the point of even having it?
You
can't download games for it.
So you can watch Netflix on the go and run up your data bill.
Yeah, no thank
you.
Fucking
stupid.
2 gigabytes is just not enough data.
Absolutely not.
Not for that fucking price. Jesus Christ, AT&T, why don't you just buy me dinner first?
Dude, I'm paying that for my cell phone right now.
Screenshots don't do very much good on radio.
Radio.
You know, that's really about all I have.
So there is a SOPA update that kind of hit yesterday. That is relevant. The White House actually issued a statement that they are opposed to SOPA as it's written. They think it is invasive. The problem is, and I read a really, really good write-up, is that they are buying into the argument that piracy costs jobs. And without doing any research, and I think the call for evidence on this sort of thing, it's like, show me where... you know, yeah, there's an economic impact, but what is that economic impact? And what, you know, what is the job impact as well? Because
you sound like Zemos right now. That's kind of cool.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Fuck, my pimp cane does work.
You need to say, I need to get all this pussy down to the warehouse.
Well, I can't now. Because I can't do it that well. My concern is that the White House also wasn't a big fan of that we're going to indefinitely detain American citizens thing. But they, you know, president signed that anyway. So until this thing is well and truly dead, we can't sit back. You need to educate yourself on SOPA. You need to understand what the elements are and why there are so many people who are up in arms about it and who the players are that are in favor of it. And I'm going to go right ahead and, you know, and just say that those game companies that have not come out yet, but are, it's the ECA, right? That's in favor of it.
Yes, I believe so.
Those publishers and developers that are part of the ECA that haven't stood up and said, no, you know what, we're not actually cool with this, need to. It's a big problem, and if this thing passes, you know, we're going to see the largest infringement on free speech that we've ever seen, period. It is. I'm not even sure how this thing is constitutional. So that's my little rant about SOPA for today. So just please educate yourselves.
Goodness gracious, this thing, I don't know what's going to happen. Better get all your videos in before this thing passes, if it does.
Yeah. You know, the truth is that the way SOPA is written, it changes the situation from a tort, which is a civil matter, to a legislated criminal matter, as my understanding is. And please, if that's not correct, somebody correct me. But my understanding is where right now it's up to the intellectual property holder to police and enforce the copyright of the properties they own. What this does then is it gives them kind of an automatic, we're going to shut down your website.
So the truth of the matter is, those videos on YouTube of teenage girls dancing to their favorite song are no longer legal under SOPA. I mean, that's how wide-reaching this thing is. It also gives the government the right to go in and flick the switch and shut down a website, multiple websites, communication channels, Twitter, Facebook, all those things that we've seen as vital tools during the Arab Spring, you know, during Egypt and Syria, you know, all of these, that was the way people were communicating. That could actually be terminated here in the United States at a moment's notice just because the government doesn't like what's being said. Scary shit.
Welcome to communism.
Wow, welcome to totalitarianism. I mean, this is what happens in China.
And they all get along fine there, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Poor Kim Jong-il. I know that's not Korea, but still.
Those poor people.
Too soon.
They didn't cry enough. We'll put them in prison.
All right. Well, that's all the news that I have going on. I'm going to dig back into the Twitter, back to the beginning of the year. Start on January 1st. Eeyore Kara has a few on here. His first one is, I would like to know how Drew and John came to ZTGD. Like, who contacted who and so on.
Haven't we done this before?
I don't know, have we?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
He listens to every show, and he doesn't know.
Maybe not then. Maybe not.
And I am chopped liver, so yeah.
You get mentioned in the next tweet.
Oh, okay.
So just chill out.
Sweet.
So... Well. How do you go about that?
Well, Ken put on his Outback hat and went down to Evolve Gaming and poached a Drew Leachman.
Isn't that illegal?
That's kind of what I did.
Story ever.
That's a hell of a Drew Leachman down in Serengeti.
Anyway. I'm going to stick my finger in his bum.
Yeah.
I shall call him Frustrated Fury.
No, basically what I did is I planted the seed in his head every time he would talk to me about his site. I'm like, well, you know, I always got a spot open.
Yeah, for the most part. And I just, I found creative differences at Evolve Gaming. Ken, you know, I'd always post all my reviews from there and on Twitter, and he read them, and he said that I was a decent writer, and I still don't believe him. And then he said, come work for me, and finally I said, okay.
I guess, John, you were kind of the same thing. Your site just kind of died.
Yeah, I had my own site, which I was running quite happily, but basically a mutiny of staff caused me to have no staff at all. I couldn't run the site on my own at the time. I had a sort of very time-consuming job, and so I wound that down, and it was you and Justin that reached out and said, look, you know, we could do with an extra person. How do you fancy it? And I thought, well, you know, I'd always been a fan, and us guys got on well with Twitter. And I thought, well, a lot better working for a well-run site than trying to run a well-run site. So,
yeah,
so it came out that way.
Somebody needs to call me. I just want to go work for somebody right now. It'll be super. Oh, and he also wants to know how you guys reacted when you got into the crew. Like, yeah, you know, you did cartwheels and partied like it was 19.
I cracked one out.
You know, actually,
box of tissues is back.
To celebrate, we know what Ken did. He to I guess break me into the ZT family.
God.
He forced me to review.
Give me the Vaseline, boy.
No, he forced me to review the worst game I've ever reviewed for the site, so.
Which one was that?
That was the Academasia, that fucking text game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that piece of shit?
No, because I didn't review it.
Exactly. You're like, well, I'll give you this one. I was like, okay, this sucks.
Well, you worked your way up to Dark Souls, so there you go.
There you go, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. He also says, I forgot sexy pants. Include Michael as well. I still love you, Stud Muffin.
Oh, I love you too, sweetie.
It says, Mike, you were already part of ZT, right? Then the podcast?
Yes, I was It was like 5 months or so. Because I'm actually celebrating my 1 year anniversary around now.
Jesus Christ, man. You're making me feel old.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had – it's funny. Twitter's magic. Mm-hmm. And I owe a lot to Drew and to Ken because Drew and I got to know each other doing game club with a couple of friends where we would, you know, pick a game and play through it and record it and host the podcasts. And those old episodes, I'm sure, are still available on iTunes.
They are.
And it was a lot of fun. And Drew and I became friends. And it just so happened – that Ken, about a year ago, said something about wanting somebody to proofread reviews. And I said, well, I write for a living, so I'm glad to do it. And I started out because I was working full-time in the city when I started. So I started proofreading all the reviews and editing them. And, but I also started doing portable stuff, some downloadable PSP stuff, some iPhone stuff, and it just went from there. And as for joining the podcast, I continue to be grateful to be part of this group. It's one of the greatest experiences I've had as a gamer. So I find myself very fortunate.
This makes me tear up a little bit.
I feel the same way. You know, I've been podcasting since 2007. Back whenever I was on the C+ Gamers podcast. Yeah, I'd never heard of that, have you?
Nope.
Yep. Hence the reason why you're here now.
And then I did the 100 episodes with Evolve Gaming, and I like talking, and I like to hear myself talk. So
that's because you got a purty mouth.
Yeah, I got a purty mouth.
Well, there you go. He also says Happy New Year to all.
Happy New Year, sir.
Fixer said he just ordered his tickets to The Legend of Zelda Symphony in July, and he can't wait. Dude, I'm envious.
Be jealous?
I'm envious. I'd want to go to that thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Pretty sweet.
Twisted Biscuit D says, I hope you're making an extra long Game of the Year show to help with my withdrawal symptoms. It's been far too long. I'm getting the shakes now.
Well, there you go. Enjoy.
Yeah, that was last week. I know Shanghai 6 tweeted, and he was shocked that Portal 2 and Skyrim were my honorable mentions. Key134 says, Happy New Year to you fine gentlemen. Can you talk a bit about the games you're excited for this year? I have no idea what's coming out this year at all. We kind of did that last week, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We did it as the reviewer rodeo.
Yes, we did.
Which I watched the core episode with Twisted Metal, and oh god.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think we talked about doing a game night for Twisted Metal. Because I know our PS3 fans, a multi-platform release is a lot of us tend towards 360, but this is a PS3 game.
Straight
I think we
up.
Should do it.
And he also says, except Call of Duty.
Call of Duty!
It's all one word. Call of Duty. Radio Pim says, what's up, guys? Now that the Vita prelim reviews have trickled in, have your thoughts changed on it any? Have a good show.
Not really.
I certainly have my reservations about the system, mostly because I expected to see a price drop within a couple of months. But the truth is, having the opportunity to review a lot of games has impacted my decision to purchase it. So it's a unique situation. It's not a situation that the average consumer finds them in. So, but I still have my reservations. Yeah.
I think I could be completely wrong and people may disagree with me, but I think this is going to be the year portable gaming, as far as gaming with a single console, is going to die.
It's gonna go to phones.
It's dying right now, and it's gonna significantly die whenever the PS Vita drops in the United States, because I think it's gonna flop.
Which makes me sad because there's some really kick ass looking games on it.
True.
Army Corps of Hell looks killer.
I can't wait to play the system to see if I enjoy it, because lately I've been having a hard time getting on console gaming. So, and 3DS just hasn't given me enough software. Mario Kart and Mario 3D Land really sunk a lot of hours, but I don't know. Some of these games seem like I could probably play them quite a bit. So, we'll see. Che Morungo says his game of the year is a tie between Skyrim, Dead Island, and Dance Central 2. He spent 150 hours on those. He also got his account back.
Yeah, debacle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He also said honorable mentions to Skylanders. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, it was on my game, my dad-approved game of the year.
Yeah, especially Dead Island. Him recognizing Dead Island is one of the top games. That's up there for me.
Skip all past this crap. Mookie's Groove says, "I miss all of the podcast crew."
We miss you too.
We're back, bitches. Twisted Biscuit said he's going to finally delve into the first podcast of the year from us. How sad am I that this is the highlight of my year so far?
It's not sad. It's awesome.
It's awesome. Yes, what are you talking about? Awesome. I'm glad.
My highlight was recording it.
There you go. See? Che Morungo says, I finally got 1,000 out of 1,000 gamer score in Skyrim. It would have been sooner if it wasn't for those damn hackers.
It's nuts.
If you haven't seen it yet, you need to go watch it. But we did a Breaking the Seal video on a game called Playing in Traffic, which Mookie's Groove made a comment about that says, pooping diarrhea fire.
Look both ways, up and down.
Which, if you haven't seen the video yet, it won't make sense, but that gives you a reason to go watch the video.
Safety pig.
Which we put up, I think, 4 new videos this week. Of course, the flagship one being a revisit to Techno Kitten Adventure featuring Bjarf Kitten.
Bjarf Kitty! That's so stupid. Dude, it's so awesome. Dude, when that starts flipping you around and making you go in the other direction, that's just... I don't know how you play that game because I have a hard time watching it for a long period of time.
So. Oh my god, I think it gave me a seizure at one point. But damn, I love that game. And the developer is just awesome. Every time we post a video, he retweets us, and it's pretty cool. Che Morungo said it was his birthday on January 12th, and all he wanted for his birthday is a working DVD drive for my Xbox, because it won't open, and a 49er beatdown of the Saints, which, son, you got last night. Congratulations.
It wasn't a beatdown, but it was a damn fine game.
You won, that's all that matters. You're going
watching
to the
next... San Francisco was unbelievable.
Now you got one more game to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you'll see my Giants next week.
Yay, football.
I'm right with you, buddy.
Drew, you're not a man.
Nah, I loved football last year, and then my Falcons decided to just roll over and die, so I decided to roll over and die on football.
Well, you know what? You know, we had a good time playing your Falcons.
Speaking of which, Matt Ryan, yeah, he stopped by where I work.
Did you ask him what happened?
No, actually, I acted like I didn't know who the hell he was.
You disowned him.
No, I pulled up. He pulled up. He was picking up a vehicle that he had worked on. And I was like, can I have your name? Obviously, I knew what the fuck he was. I mean, I see his face all the time. He's like, it's Matt Ryan. I was like, okay. All right, well, I'll go in there and let me call my manager. And I did all that. And I said, okay, you're good to go. And that was it. Wow. I was like, hey, that's Matt Ryan.
Wow. You're not a star fucker then, are you?
No, not really. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, can you sign this and take a picture with me?
Such a star fucker.
All right. We got a follow Friday from H Dogger. JStone800 says, so what are the upcoming games of 2012 y'all are most looking forward to, and do you think the Wii will have more than 4 titles?
I don't think the Wii will have any titles.
Yeah, I think the biggest question right now about Nintendo, are they really looking at a year without having a legitimate home console?
That's the way it looks, because I don't think they have anything planned for the Wii.
I haven't seen anything. There's nothing.
I think their first party cycle is done. I think what you're going to see is the remainder of the shovelware aimed at the grandmothers that have a Wii in their house.
So basically, 99% of the current Wii catalog
will become 100% of the Wii catalog. Yeah.
God, they're going to fucking lose their ass on that shit.
Yep.
I'm hoping that that at PAX East we'll get a chance to get hands on time.
Mookie's Groove says he's just passing by to say hi to everyone in the crew. He misses us all.
Love you, man.
We're back in full effect for 2012, biggest year of all time.
Yeah, because, you know, this is the last year.
Well, here we go.
Gotta go out in a bang.
No, see, it was okay because Tim Tebow was eliminated, and that's what would have caused the apocalypse.
You know what? God just had the time of the game wrong.
He was baking cookies.
He's baking cookies? Jesus cookies? Yeah, actually was spending time with Jesus. No, you're the son I love the most.
Anyway. Squiffy version 2 says, have a great show, guys. Why do you still insist on calling it the N4G? We know it's the Gamba show.
Oh.
And John W. replied, not today it isn't. And finally, Silfo says, ZT, you were right. God, I love hearing those words.
Don't hear them very often, do you?
Oh, every day, John, every day. Just Cause 2 is really fantastic. Been wanting to pick it up since hearing you praise it. Glad I finally did. Yes, it is.
Every day I'm hustling.
Big
pimpin'. Did you try out that PC version yet?
Yes, I booted it up, but I've come to the conclusion that the OnLive controller does not work on the PC, which pisses me off.
You don't have the universal controller?
Wait, did you get the universal controller?
What?
They have a new controller for OnLive.
Okay, well, I have the old one because it doesn't work.
Yeah, you need the new universal one.
I think I'm just going to buy a 360 wired controller and be done with it.
That's you should best. Buy the Razer Anza Tournament Edition.
I should buy the Xbox controller. That's what I use. That's how I roll.
You would really like this one.
No. I don't like change.
No.
You should buy the Batman Batarang controller.
No.
You should buy...
I should buy a wired 360 controller and be done.
Or you should just buy a wireless dongle and use your wireless 360 controller.
That's what I do.
No. Said dongle.
Dongle is my favorite word in the English language. You learned something about me today.
Sometimes I wish I didn't learn things about you because they creep me out.
Dude, I just send you emails just to creep you out.
I've seen some of those emails.
I know. Man, how do you think I deal with all this crap all week?
Hell if I know.
This is why he told John to take a couple days off so he could keep me occupied with news. Take a couple days off. I want Mike busy. I don't want him sending me email anymore.
But that is all the Twitter shoutouts.
Anything in the forums?
I haven't been on the forums. I didn't see anything yesterday, so I'm assuming there was nothing today.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, the forums have kind of died, and I guess I should probably look into this because I think I'm still the admin, but I seem to have a lot of issues with the forums.
How so?
Like, when I go to post the show on Monday morning, like, I have to do it in IE because Firefox won't let me tab down into the into the typing area.
Weird.
I don't know. I've had a lot of issues with the forums lately. I think they're just out of date. I think they need an update.
Need an update!
So.
What's up? Oh, well, I might as well give a shout-out because I promised. I said I'd give a shout-out to her.
To who? You kind of broke up.
Oh, at Gamergirl.
Oh, Gamergirl, yeah.
Yes.
I saw you guys chit-chatting earlier, or chat-chitting, whatever you want to call it.
Chit-chatting.
So there you go, we have a shout-out. But we got to give a shout-out to them every week, front towards Gamer, especially after what he sent us this week, which...
Yes. That, a legend. True legend.
That's right, man. That's pretty awesome. So I have to give a shout-out to Shanghai 6. And, of course, I got to give a big shout-out to the Red Sun Gamer. Love those guys, too. Loved all that Vita footage they put up. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. He loves the fact that I loved El Shaddai.
He doesn't even talk to me about that game anymore, and I beat it.
I beat it, too.
I love that game.
That game was great.
Such a fun game. But I think that's it, unless anybody else has any other shout-outs.
No, I just want to, again, remind everybody that there's a big piece of coverage from my weekend in San Francisco going live on Wednesday at noon. I can't even say who it's going to be interesting to, but if you like gaming, you should read it because you might be surprised at what you find out. It is about a specific game, but it was a really interesting experience.
And then you get to fly out again on what, Thursday?
Wednesday. So I will be in the air when it goes live. So when I land, you know, hopefully you will have read it and you can ask me questions that I can then answer.
Because then he won't be able to answer questions about the other thing.
No, I won't be able to answer questions about the other thing, and God only knows when I will be able to.
The fucking stop months. Talking in riddles. I can't talk about this. I can talk about that. I can't talk about that.
Well,
or that other thing.
It's travel period. Look, if I do end up making it to E3, I will answer all your questions about, I mean, not E3, PAX East. I will answer all your questions on the spot. I will be typing my heart out for science.
Well, yeah, there you go. For science. That's what it's all about. Well, since Gambus isn't here, I guess we're going to default to Drew.
Okay.
Because we know you love to do it.
I do love to do it. I'm getting pretty good at it.
You are.
No, that's to be decided.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I may even bring up my little announcer guy next time if you don't want to.
Now he's laying some cards on the table.
I didn't tell you guys that I was outsourcing Jason and Wombat's thing to Drew. he's
okay,
cheaper.
You know what? I'm 100% fine with that.
That he was going to commit suicide.
Oh,
Foxconn.
All right. Well, here we go. Blah, 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 blah.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
Oh, you can.
Mario! Hero Caller!
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gambus Time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.